At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Personality NLP Astrology Case Study for Ralph. Ascendant, Ravati, Pisces. Mercury in Uttara Bhadrapada, Vetu in Purva Bhadrapada, all in first house, Pisces. Ralph's ascendant in Ravati, a nakshatra ruled by Mercury and situated in Pisces, places him at the intersection of sensitivity, transcendence, and precise inner navigation. Ravati natives carry a tone of completion, cosmic caregiving, and soul-level refinement. And in Pisces, this plays out through spiritual resonance, intuitive wisdom, and an ever-active imagination. As a Pisces rising, Ralph naturally embodies fluidity, emotional openness, and idealistic empathy. But Ravati sharpens this with discernment, clarity of timing, and a deep sense of responsibility to the unseen. This is someone who may often operate behind the scenes, but is subtly anchoring and organizing psychic, emotional, or energetic fields with gentle accuracy. With Mercury, Venus, and K2 also placed in the first house, Ralph's personality matrix is layered, cerebral, and innately self-refining. Mercury in Uttara Bhadrapada brings a verbal stillness and contemplative intellect. He likely thinks in long arcs, processes through emotional symbolism, and speaks only when something feels internally aligned. His cognition is deeply auditory, digital, and structured, but softened by Piscean emotionality. There is a spiritual intelligence to how he thinks and communicates, a preference for what is true, useful, and beautifully timed, rather than what is merely clever. Venus in Rivati adds a poetic and relational gentleness to Ralph's expression. He likely carries refined taste, a strong sense of emotional aesthetics, and a need for resonance in relationships and creativity. This Venus doesn't chase, it attracts, often silently, through presence, emotional intelligence, and inner grace. It makes Ralph relationally aware, but quietly independent, favoring depth over breadth in connection. From an NLP angle, this emphasizes a visual, symbolic, and kinesthetic processing mode. He feels into environments, reads emotional undertones, and aligns with what feels right, not what looks right externally. K2 in Purva Bhadrapada brings a strong spiritual imprint to his sense of self, and with it, a subtle, away-from-motivation direction. Ralph may instinctively pull back from illusion, ego-based presentation, or emotional drama, preferring introspection, energetic alignment, and quiet truth-seeking. This placement gives him a dissociated cognitive edge. He can observe himself and others from a distance, catch contradictions, or find faults in systems with clarity. Yet the tone remains compassionate, thanks to Pisces and Ravati. The goal is not critique, but purification. His attention direction is profoundly self-oriented, not selfish, but sovereign. Ralph doesn't process life through what others think. He filters experience through his inner resonance, emotional compass, and symbolic logic. This can make him seem elusive or reserved in social settings, but inwardly, he's tracking meaning, rhythm, and coherence. He does not externalize unless the internal space is already harmonized. His action style in life is largely reactive, with bursts of spiritual clarity or precise intervention. With K2 and Venus in watery Ravati and Mercury in Saturn-ruled Uttara Bhadrapada, he waits, reflects, and moves only when something becomes fully coherent inside. His movement is often subtle but impactful, not to be seen, but to redirect or complete something energetically. He may spend significant time in solitude or creative retreat, not to escape the world, but to refine how he shows up within it. Altogether, Ralph's Piscean ascendant, supported by Mercury's intellect, Venus's sensitivity, and Ketu's wisdom, gives him a personality that is quietly intelligent, symbolically fluent, and emotionally exacting. His NLP drives here reveal someone who navigates the world through internal filtration, energetic refinement, and deeply intuitive logic. He is not here to perform. He is here to sense, refine, and gently shift the world from the inside out. Second house, Sun in Ashwini, Aries. Ralph's second house, representing personal values, speech, self-worth, and the energetic relationship to resources and stability, contains the Sun in Ashwini, placed in Aries. This is a dynamic placement that fuses self-generated clarity with instinctive, pioneering energy, especially in the domain of communication and value assertion. The Sun governs conscious identity and life force, and in the second house, it illuminates Ralph's voice, principles, and material relationship with the world. In Ashwini, ruled by Ketu, the Sun becomes quick, headstrong, and unfiltered, a placement that often creates impulsive self-expression, fiercely independent value systems, and instinctual truth-telling. From an NLP perspective, this reflects a blend of auditory digital and kinesthetic processing styles. Ralph is likely to form his judgments quickly based on internal resonance rather than external persuasion, and to speak or assert based on what feels right in the moment, not what's been deliberated over time. The Ashwini influence may bring a tone of directness, brevity, or catalytic expression. He may say a lot with very little, often initiating clarity for others, whether he means to or not. His motivation direction in this house is strongly towards, especially around clarity, initiative, and self-defined worth. He moves towards self-expression that is clean, energetic, and free of emotional complication. Ashwini doesn't linger or intellectualize, it initiates. So Ralph may have a speech or self-worth style that is fast-moving, bluntly honest, and prone to cut through social nuance when he's aligned. This can make him extremely effective in speaking truth into dense emotional spaces, though he may sometimes feel frustrated when others don't move at his speed. His frame of reference is highly internal. With the Sun exalted in Aries, Ralph's voice comes from an intrinsic sense of authority. He may not care whether his words are approved, only whether they are right. His values are self-forged, clear, individual, and often infused with instinctive ethical certainty. In material terms, this could manifest as someone who earns or spends quickly, preferring freedom and simplicity over cautious accumulation, provided he feels the action aligns with his inner compass. His action style in second house matters. Speech, resource use, value assertion is proactive, bold, and often spontaneous. Ashwini brings an urgent rhythm to the Sun's expression. Ralph may often find himself speaking or asserting before fully reflecting, though the accuracy of his instinct often validates the choice. He may find that he works best when allowed to make fast, clear decisions in resource or communication fields, without being slowed by emotional overprocessing. His operational style here is options-oriented, fueled by rapid evaluation and inner permission. He may not like to be told how to value, speak, or spend. Instead, he prefers to move based on impulse aligned with meaning. This placement works well in solo contexts or where his quick action and verbal clarity can be used to initiate, launch, or unblock systems. Altogether, Sun in Ashwini in the second house gives Ralph a voice and value orientation that is instinctive, unapologetically individual, and catalytically clear. His NLP drives here reflect a personality that processes and expresses with internal certainty, immediate embodiment, and a need for motion over stagnation. He doesn't wait for approval. When it feels right, he speaks. And when he speaks, it's not small talk. It's a clear, energetic transmission of truth, urgency, and self-owned purpose. Seventh house, Rahu in Uttara Falguni Virgo. Ralph's seventh house, which governs partnerships, one-on-one dynamics, relational projection, and interpersonal contracts, contains Rahu in Uttara Falguni, placed in Virgo. This configuration reveals a karmic draw toward refined relationships, high-integrity collaboration, and service-based connection, but also an underlying tension between idealistic relational standards and the complexity of human imperfection. Rahu, the North Node, intensifies whatever it touches. In the seventh house, it creates a strong pull toward partnership, but not necessarily ease within it. In Uttara Falguni, a nakshatra ruled by the sun and associated with nobility, fairness, and social responsibility, Ralph is likely driven toward purposeful relationships, often laced with unspoken expectations of order, clarity, and ethical maturity. From an NLP perspective, this placement supports a strong auditory, digital, and visual symbolic processing style in relational contexts. Rahu's presence suggests an overactive internal tracking system in one-on-one dynamics. Ralph may mentally rehearse, evaluate, or analyze interactions through moral logic, behavioral patterning, and emotional performance filters. Virgo sharpens this with critical discernment and attention to detail. While Uttara Falguni adds an idealistic overlay, he doesn't just want relationships that work. He wants partnerships that reflect higher order, mutual purpose, and clean energetic exchange. His motivation direction in the seventh house is predominantly towards, especially in pursuit of relational symmetry, ethical partnership, and intelligent collaboration. Rahu propels him into relationships that demand growth, and in Virgo, this growth often comes through refining boundaries, systems of relating, and communication clarity. Yet, Rahu can distort perception, so Ralph may sometimes expect perfection or over-idealize relational roles, only to be confronted with messier realities. His karmic lesson here is to stay in refinement without demanding flawlessness, to allow intelligent imperfection without losing relational respect. His frame of reference in partnership is largely internal, with subtle mismatching filters. Virgo gives him an instinct to track what's off. Rahu magnifies it. In one-on-one dynamics, he may unconsciously scan for inconsistencies, unspoken expectations, or subtle failures of alignment, and either overcorrect himself or pull away if he can't name the discomfort. However, when relationships are grounded, he brings enormous capacity for support, loyalty, and precision, especially when given space to voice his logic and work through energetic clutter. His action style in the seventh is reactive with sharp, corrective bursts. Virgo and Rahu do not initiate loudly, but they observe deeply. And once a threshold is crossed, Ralph may react with analytical intensity, strong assertion of boundaries, or sudden clarity. This is someone who may appear calm and accommodating in partnership until a silent line of coherence is crossed. And then he acts, not from emotion, but from systemic necessity. His relational preference is for structured proximity with ethical transparency. He's not likely to thrive in chaotic or emotionally overwhelming dynamics, but he does well in partnerships that allow for ritual, rhythm, mutual refinement, and shared mental space. He may be drawn to collaborators who are organized, purposeful, emotionally neutral, and able to grow through shared responsibility and dialogue-based trust. Altogether, Rahu in Uttara Falguni in the seventh house gives Ralph a karmic imperative to refine and mature his relational intelligence, moving from critical tension to ethical harmony. His NLP drives in this domain reveal someone who approaches partnership like a sacred architecture, measured, observed, and constantly realigned for integrity and functional resonance. He doesn't want connection for its own sake. He seeks relational systems that elevate, clarify, and dignify the space between two sovereign people. 10th house, Saturn in Purva Ashada, and Jupiter in Mula, Sagittarius. Ralph's 10th house, which governs career, reputation, public contribution, and long-term achievement, contains Saturn in Purva Ashada and Jupiter in Mula, both in Sagittarius. This combination creates a profoundly principled and karmically driven work structure, blending disciplined ethical action, Saturn, with deep-rooted philosophical insight, Jupiter. The 10th house is where identity meets responsibility. And in Ralph's case, both planetary lords of structure and wisdom reside here, suggesting that his public path is not casual or performative, but shaped by moral weight, quiet mastery, and purposeful deconstruction. Jupiter in Mula reveals a deep inner calling toward truth, excavation, and transformational knowledge. Mula, ruled by Ketu, is the nakshatra of roots, dismantling, and fierce clarity. Jupiter placed here gives Ralph the drive to unearth hidden systems, challenge dogma, and guide others through philosophical or psychological complexity. He is not here to repeat old models. He's here to pull them apart and rebuild something cleaner, sharper, and more aligned with deeper truths. His relationship to success is likely non-linear, requiring him to periodically let go of outer structure to re-anchor in inner truth. Saturn in Purva Ashada, meanwhile, brings perseverance, high standards, and emotional maturity to how Ralph operates in the public sphere. Purva Ashada is ruled by Venus and associated with purification through emotional victory. Saturn here refines and tests his capacity to work through resistance, maintain dignity under pressure, and build something lasting through quiet effort. His career path is likely slow burning, structured by commitment to principles, mastery through repetition, and a refusal to shortcut real authority. From an NLP standpoint, this combination gives Ralph a strong auditory, digital, and visual symbolic processing style in work and leadership. Jupiter in Mula processes by pattern, truth resonance, and moral memory, while Saturn in Purva Ashada ensures each step is checked against functionality, integrity, and timing. Ralph is likely a behind-the-scenes architect or mentor, someone who doesn't seek the spotlight, but who builds frameworks, teachings, or systems that are ethically aligned and quietly powerful. His motivation direction in this house is a refined towards, but only if the path aligns with truth, depth, and earned responsibility. He moves toward achievement, but not for status, for impact that restores clarity and elevates collective meaning. Both Saturn and Jupiter here suggest that when misalignment is sensed, he will dismantle, pause, or retreat until the moral and functional foundation is correct. He does not want easy success. He wants right success. His frame of reference in career is internal, shaped by ethical philosophy, karmic awareness, and inner structure. He may be slow to commit publicly, but once engaged, he is in it for the long haul, with an unshakable spine and devotion to quality over visibility. He likely measures professional decisions through the lens of purpose, timing, and karmic readiness, not trends or external validation. His action style in the 10th house is reactive with focused endurance. Mula pulls away from noise. Purva Ashada pushes through pressure. Ralph likely acts publicly only after long internal calibration, but when he does, he is both catalytic and stabilizing, a presence that corrects, clarifies, or quietly commands through structural resonance. Altogether, Saturn in Purva Ashada and Jupiter in Mula in the 10th house give Ralph a public presence that is ethically grounded, transformational, and enduring. His NLP drives in this domain reflect someone who leads not through volume, but through truth, timing, and the authority of lived clarity. He may not chase ambition, but when responsibility calls, he becomes the one who rebuilds what others couldn't finish and restores moral gravity to public roles others treated lightly. 11th house, Moon in Dhanishta, Capricorn. Ralph's 11th house, which governs long-term goals, social networks, group affiliations, and the way one contributes to collective systems, contains the Moon in Dhanishta, placed in Capricorn. This placement offers a distinctive blend of emotional restraint, rhythmic intelligence, and goal-oriented social presence. The moon here doesn't express emotion freely. Instead, it operates with timed release, observation, and calibration, especially in group or visionary contexts. Dhanishta, ruled by Mars, is a nakshatra associated with rhythmic mastery, sacred timing, and legacy-focused contribution. In Capricorn, a sign of structure and responsibility, this nakshatra expresses as quiet leadership, high standards, and emotional detachment for the sake of functional excellence. From an NLP perspective, this moon supports a kinesthetic and auditory tonal processing style. Ralph is likely sensitive to emotional tone, rhythm, and nonverbal signals in group dynamics, but does not easily show what he feels. He tracks energetic tempo, scans for structural alignment, and responds best in environments where there's a clear mission, clean leadership, and high-stakes rhythm. His connection to others in social or visionary fields is less about emotional bonding and more about mutual timing, shared responsibility, and commitment to results. His motivation direction in the 11th house is away from in emotionally chaotic or unfocused collective settings and towards when the group mission is clear, rhythmically aligned, and ethically sound. Moon in Capricorn has emotional ambition, not for spotlight, but for purpose. Dhanishta gives a built-in tempo for collaboration. Ralph likely resonates with people who show up on time, work with quiet excellence, and respect the emotional discipline required to sustain large-scale impact. His frame of reference, in group and vision-driven spaces, is largely internal. Even while operating socially, Ralph evaluates interactions by how they feel rhythmically and energetically. He may appear emotionally neutral in groups, but beneath that is a constant emotional filtration system, checking tone, timing, and relational integrity. He rarely joins groups just for inclusion. He joins to shape, refine, or elevate their structure, and may quietly pull back if the rhythm breaks. His action style in the 11th is reactive with timed bursts of authority. Danishta does not rush, it waits for the downbeat. Ralph may not speak often in group settings, but when he does, it's likely at the right time, with strategic clarity and a subtle demand for alignment. He contributes best when he knows his role, the rhythm is clear, and the emotional tone is professional and clean. His work or collective preference is for structured proximity with minimal emotional leakage. He operates best in environments where roles are defined, contribution is respected, and emotional display is secondary to mission. He may be particularly gifted at coordinating or stabilizing large-scale efforts, bringing emotional intelligence to structure and reading the subtle imbalances before they escalate. Altogether, Moon in Danishta in the 11th house gives Ralph a refined, rhythmically intelligent, and emotionally contained contribution style. His NLP drives here reflect someone who serves the collective not by belonging, but by refining its timing, elevating its rhythm, and protecting its structure. He doesn't join the group to feel good. He joins to help it move better, and in doing so, often becomes the unspoken heart of its quiet excellence. Naschach 12th house, Mars and Purva Bhadrapada Aquarius. Ralph's 12th house, the realm of the subconscious, solitude, hidden motivations, spiritual processing, and unseen effort, contains Mars in Purva Bhadrapada placed in Aquarius. This is a deeply potent placement, combining the sharp, idealistic force of Mars with the mystical, intense, and ethically polarizing nature of Purva Bhadrapada, a nakshatra ruled by Jupiter. In Aquarius, Mars channels its drive into collective vision, unconventional strategy, and behind-the-scenes intellectual or spiritual activism. But in the 12th house, the most invisible part of the chart, Mars acts from seclusion, secrecy, or symbolic withdrawal. Ralph's deepest drives, conflicts, and acts of will likely occur away from public view, often through inner confrontation, energetic battle, or intense commitment to transpersonal long-range transformation. From an NLP perspective, this placement speaks to a dissociative and auditory digital processing style, especially around personal drive, ambition, and inner tension. Mars in this nakshatra doesn't act loudly or impulsively. It strategizes inwardly, often choosing isolation or containment until an inner decision reaches full symbolic or ethical resonance. Ralph may appear calm or disengaged externally, while internally processing high-stakes moral tension, visionary frustration, or psychic-level strategic thinking. Purva Bhadrapada gives him the fire of a mystic warrior, someone who must act according to truth, even if the battlefield is invisible. His motivation direction in the 12th is away from disorder and superficiality, and towards purification, ethical commitment, and structural legacy. Mars here isn't comfortable with fluff, distraction, or diluted ideals. He may feel driven to retreat, distill, or burn down inner falseness in order to protect something sacred within. Aquarius further elevates this. Ralph may be drawn to collective systems, reformist movements, or philosophical structures, but prefers to contribute quietly through design, symbolic correction, or spiritual containment. His frame of reference around spiritual growth, conflict, and energetic release is entirely internal. Mars in the 12th is never reactive on the surface. It acts through strategic isolation, ethical waiting, and refined inner timing. Ralph may often experience internal tension when outer action is required before he's ready, and may withdraw rather than act out of sync. But when his action does emerge, it is often disruptive, liberating, and layered with long-held clarity. His action style is internally reactive with precise, concealed proactivity. Mars in this position doesn't show its hand. Ralph may make life-changing decisions in private, only revealing the results when the move is complete. His instincts are not to push in public, but to burn through karma and shadow in solitude, emerging only when the path is clean. Purva Bhadrapada doesn't start wars, it ends cycles. And Mars here gives Ralph the will to complete deep systemic changes silently. His work and spiritual preference in this house leans towards solo, abstract, or high vibrational solitary work, particularly where ideas, strategy, or healing need to be incubated without outside noise. He is likely to thrive in visionary environments behind the curtain as a spiritual designer, shadow analyst, or philosophical reformer who refines collective systems through inner force, symbolic rigor, and absolute refusal to act before alignment is complete. Altogether, Mars in Purva Bhadrapada in the 12th house gives Ralph a drive that is strategic, mystical, ethically intense, and deeply hidden. His NLP drives here reflect someone who acts not for attention, but for symbolic closure, systemic realignment, and sacred legacy. He is not here to be seen taking action. He is here to refine and execute the actions that others don't even know are necessary, often changing reality from within through fire, silence, and unwavering internal will. Overall NLP drives for Ralph. Ralph's NLP system is built around internal precision, emotional symbolism, structured containment, and karmic refinement. His chart consistently shows a personality that is self-referencing, detail-aware, and quietly powerful, with strong placements across Pisces, Virgo, Aquarius, and Sagittarius, all signs associated with patterning, order, discernment, and transcendence. He does not process life through volume or reaction, but through symbolic recognition, energetic filtration, and selective expression, making him someone who moves silently but decisively, often operating from behind the scenes with deep inner clarity. His dominant processing styles are auditory digital, visual symbolic, and kinesthetic. Mercury in Uttara Bhadrapada and Sun in Ashwini give him crisp internal logic and action filtering. Moon in Dhanishta and Venus in Ravati add body-based emotional tracking and aesthetic calibration. Mars in Purva Bhadrapada enhances dissociative strategic thinking. Ralph likely processes through inner dialogue, intuitive resonance, and symbolic meaning, often preferring solitude or quiet settings to fully interpret what he sees and feels. His motivation direction blends away from distortion, noise, and emotional entanglement with a strong towards pull for systems, rhythm, and structural clarity. Rahu in Uttara Falguni, Saturn in Purva Ashada, and Mars in the 12th point to a psyche that is driven to restore order, serve ethical refinement, and act when the system is clear. He withdraws from chaotic or misaligned inputs not from fear, but because his system demands clean, energetic ground to function. Ralph's frame of reference is emphatically internal. Nearly all his planetary configurations filter experience through self-guided perception, energetic resonance, and conceptual truth. Whether engaging in partnership, Rahu in 7th, career, Jupiter plus Saturn in 10th, or social structures, Moon in 11th, he trusts his own felt sense and inner logic above external validation or consensus. He does not conform, he aligns. And when something doesn't fit, he quietly steps back until it does. His chunking style is primarily general to specific, especially when integrating emotional, philosophical, or strategic material. Jupiter in Mula gives him a gift for deconstructing systems. Saturn helps him rebuild them step by step. And Mercury in Pisces lets him map symbolic coherence across multiple layers. He sees patterns first, then clarifies the language, function, or behavior that matches it. He's likely gifted at simplifying complex material into aesthetic, resonant, or structurally true forms. His action style is largely reactive with internally timed proactivity. Mars in the 12th, Moon in Capricorn, and Ketu in the 1st all suggest a system that does not act impulsively, but stores, analyzes, and refines tension until decisive movement becomes necessary. When Ralph acts, it is minimal, clean, irreversible, and aligned. He does not try things. He executes when rightness is felt. In terms of work, learning, and relational preference, Ralph is best suited to solo or high-integrity proximity environments. He thrives when given space, autonomy, and symbolic clarity. Whether creating, teaching, collaborating, or healing, he requires a space that honors energetic cleanliness, structural flow, and psychological honesty. Emotional clutter, power games, and performative complexity block his system, while rhythm, quiet, and shared vision allow it to activate at full capacity. Altogether, Ralph's NLP drives reveal a psyche designed for invisible mastery, refined discernment, and energetically aligned contribution. He doesn't chase visibility. He calibrates inner systems until truth is ready to be lived. Whether shaping thought, space, or behavior, Ralph moves through life like a quiet engineer of energetic refinement, decoding, realigning, and restoring coherence, not by command, but by presence, timing, and deeply lived clarity.